We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Ayin Vav, continuing a little bit about the man. Shalu Talmidav es Rav Shimon ben Yechai, Pnei Mar lo Yored Lahem Li Yisrael, man Pam Achas B'Shana. Hashem should have gave once a year, let all the man fall once a year, you put it away, and the whole year you have food. Why do I have to be every day man again? Amar Lahem, so Rav Shimon ben Yechai said, I'll answer you with a mashal. Em Shulchem mashal. Lamar Adav Adoyim, Lamelech Bas Vadam, there was this king, Sheshlai Ben Echad, he had one son, Pasuk Lahem Zonosav Pam Achas B'Shana. He gave him everything he needed. Once a year, give him everything he needed, all his security, all his money, everything, once a year. So he only came to visit his father once a year to get his paycheck, his once a year, his money. Amad, he didn't like that, he wanted to see his son more often. Amad, he changed the schedule. Every day, he has to get his mezainis from him. And he came to see his father every day. Afisol, Klal Yisrael also. Someone had 4 or 5 children. He was nervous. What's the man? I haven't feed my children. The Marshal speaks out. Bishlam for himself. Forgives a chayitzel. Buy something from the Tagri Umas Oilum or buy himself a hot dog or something. But for him and his children, his 4 children, 5 children, what's he going to do then? The guy was nervous. So every day he was so nervous. Every day they sat down and davened. And hoped tomorrow also we'll have food. Every day they worry about the food the next day. This way they got close to the Father in heaven, Hashem. Davacha, another reason why it was not once a year. Because Hashem wanted to give fresh man when it's still warm. Mashenkin, if it was once a year, it wouldn't be warm anymore. And the Mashal speaks out.
Could have been more.
I guess it wanted to be more tavadik, I guess, as much as you could. But the Mashal speaks out an interesting thing. He says, this is only for tzaddikim. The Beinim anyway was hot, because the Beinim had to bake it every day, and the Rishon had to grind it. Yeah. So he says, Mashal speaks out, it meant for the tzaddikim. He wanted to be hot every day. And Dava Acha, third Pshap, because they travel a lot, to carry all the mon with them. So, you know, I can assume maybe the mon was weightless. What?
They traveled most of my service last year.
Yeah, but still, they travel once in a while, and they have to carry, if they once a year, they have to carry all the stuff. That there weren't so many. It says in the 38 weren't so many Masayas, but there were Masayas, so therefore didn't stay in one place 38 years. Most of Masayas were last year, the first year, but there were Masayas akapanim. So therefore, Hashem made that it falls every day and not once all the time. Zokta Gemara Vayte. Zokta Gemara Vayte. V'kvahoyer avtaf Rabbi Shmuel v'zakenim yoshvim v'uskim v'parashas Haman. They want to learning. Rabbi Tafra and Mishmael and Zakenim were learning the Parashat Haman. And Rabbi Eliezer HaMadoi Yoshev Bineim. And Rabbi HaMadoi was sitting together with them. Nena Rabbi HaMadoi of Omar. And he said a member. He said, Mon Shiyared Lehem Li Yisrael HaYigavoya Shishimama. He said, they were learning the Parashat Haman. And he said over that, you know, the Mon was 60 Amas high. That's how high the Mon was. Why are you making up stories? You're telling us things. How do you know such a thing? There are 60 amas high. Rebbe, mikra ani darish. I dashin it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Chomesh esrei amel mamaylo gavru mayim." It's being arrived from the psukim that it was taka 60 amas high, because it says a pasuk by the mabul that the mabul was 15 amas. Govru Hamayim by Chusu Aharim. It was 15 amas high, and the mountains were covered by this by the water. It was 15 amas high. V'chi chamish esrei ama be'emek, chamish esrei ama b'harim. Is it possible to say that the same 50 amas covered the mountains and covered the valleys? How could it be? If 15 amas is not that much, if it was only the whole water was only 15 amas high altogether, so it can be above the mountains and fill up the valleys. You're telling me that it was like walls, the different levels? There was like 15 amas above the mountain, and then by the valleys, it was 15 amas above the valley. It was just like different levels? That's not a stavra, the water. Water usually is flat. It's not different levels. And question number two is, teva hechisagi. How would the teva be moving then? How could the teva move? How could the teva move if the water is not straight, if it's shuri shuri? First of all, it's not a stavra that the water was shuri shuri. And also, how did the teva get up top of the mountain? How did it move up? Ella, nifku kol minus time rabba, all the springs of water on the ground opened up. Ad the ashvu maya bahade turi, until the water was equal to all the mountains. That means everything was level. And after that, then 15 amos, it rained from the sky, 15 amos above the mountains. And what the Gemara is trying to say is like this, that from the ground, water came to flatten out. And from the sky was the 15 amos above the mountains. So from the windows from the sky, so it's flat. But all the water raised up to flat level, to level mountain. Then more came from the sky to make it 15 amos above the mountains. Al-Kapanim, from the Aretz came the water that made a level, and then from the Shemayim came 15 amos. Because we're going to try to learn how much the mun came from the sky, so rain came from the sky, 15 amos. V'chi'ez amida meruba, which one is better? Mida taiva or mida peronius? What's a bigger mida? A more generous mida. Mida taiva is more than mida peronius. Have I mida taiva? Mida peronius. Mida taiva is always better than mida peronius. And mida peronius, it says in the pasuk, Rubais Hashemayim niftachu, the windows of the sky opened up, and we know that caused 15 amos of rain. This is talking about a pasuk by the mon. It says dalse, two doors. Kama ruby is just for dalas. How many windows are in a dalas? Arba, four. Arba, arba, reikam shmoina. It's altogether eight. Altogether eight. So the aruba is hashemayim by the mon was two windows. The arubais of Hashemayim by Mon were eight windows. Eight times two, eight divided by two is four. So four times 15 is 60, because the arubais Hashemayim by the Mabel, which is two, is 50, caused 15 amos. This is eight, so it's 60. Four times 15 is 60. V'nimsa Mon Shiyer LeMishol Gavoy Shishem Amos. See, it's 60 amos high. So that was a raya. The Mon was 60 amos high, because it says Dalsei by the Mon, and Dalsei is four windows each. That's eight times, divided by two is four, and four times 15 is 60. So look tomorrow, Tanya Linton and Bryce. Easy Ben Yehuda Eime, Mon Shiyer Lehem Li Yisrael, Him Esgabe Va'oila, the Mon kept on falling, and it got bigger and higher. Ah, Him Esgabe Va'oila, Chiroi Noise, Kol Machim Mizrach Amarev. All the Malachim of the East and the West, they saw the Mon, and they saw how big Klai Yisrael was, and how to get the man. Shenem is in the pasuk. Tarach lefon ha-shulchan, set up my table, neged tzayrei, neged my enemies. So you see, the shulchan, the food, was neged tzayrei. What? Yeah, and a lot of man. A lot of man also, but yeah, but houses, I guess, you could spread out. Yeah.
It wasn't a whole machmeh.
What is that? 12 mil, yeah, nice amount. 10 miles. Kaisi revaya.
For millions of people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The pasuk says, "Tarel for a shulchan neged tzayrei." The shantim shemar eshi kaisi revaya. So it says, "Lashon revaya." Amar bayis shvamina kasa dov la'amadasi. His kais la'asad lavay will be ma'asam ve'esrim ve'chad luga. It will be 221 lug. Machzik. Shenema kaisi revaya. Revaya is begematria hachiyava. Revaya is gematria 221. Reish is 200. Vav yod hey is 21. So it's 221. Before we said that it's 4 times 15 is 60. So holy damya. It's not a good kasha. I'll ask you both ways. Hasan Babo and Yoimin. The year took 40 days to get 15 amos. Chadoshat, here's at one time. So if you figure that per day, it's much less than 15 amos. So if you do 4 times that, it should be less than 60 amos. That's one kasha that way. And Hasam, Lakuliyama, the year's, isn't it? I've seen another kasha. The year's for the whole world was 15 amos. Hacha, just to Yisrael Lakhuday. So maybe it's more than 60 amos. So therefore, it's not, how do you learn out from there? It's not the same thing. My answer is, it wasn't Madoy, Psicha, Psicha Gomar. He learned out from both Lashon says Pesach, Vayiftach. We'll make Xerish Shava, Pesach, Pesach, and that's how we learn out this number of 60. It's 4 times 15 is 60.